Do you feel stuck in life? Do you feel that no matter what efforts you put, you're not moving forward in your life? Well, in this podcast, I'm going to dive deep into the 11 dangerous attributes that keep people stuck in life, more from a very practical standpoint where I was stuck in life for many years until I realized that I need to uncage myself from these 11 attributes. So grab your notepads, pens and papers. Let's dive straight in and let's get into a journey of self-discovery. So for many years, I was stuck in my income. I was stuck in my relationships. Even health-wise, I was not doing too well. In fact, in 2015, I went through a panic attack. I could not sleep for 2 weeks because I was just overworking endlessly without really taking care of my body. So health was down. My relationship with my wife was not very good because we were in a constant state of struggle. And even money-wise, it was really bad situation. Like even though I was running the business, but there was no cash flow. We had to think many, many times before making any decisions. And we would just have endless arguments and conversations based on the lack and the scarcity that we had in our life. And then I realized that a few factors actually contributed to this kind of thinking. Okay. So what they call as stinking thinking, right? When I started to get into this journey of personal development, I realized all of these patterns was actually keeping me bound in a very mediocre and a scarcity-oriented life. And thanks to personal development, I was able to be aware of these attributes, and slowly I was able to make peace with those things or those situations in my life, and that helped me unlock my true potential, and I started to move forward in my life. Okay, so this podcast is more of a very practical and a personal experience on being stuck in life. Okay, so it's not just a gyan session. I'm not just giving you like information just for the heck of it. But I wanted to listen to it till the end, and I want you to think about your own life, your own situation right now, and see which areas you can start to unlock, which of these 11 attributes you can unlock, so that you can live a life of true potential and abundance. Okay, in a very fast way. So the first attribute is fear. And you can note this down. A lot of us, we don't take that step because we are fearful of the unknown. So fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of success in some cases. Like even in my case, I had this fear of success where I thought if I become too successful, then I'll continue on a pattern like what my granddad went through. He was very successful, then he lost all the wealth due to alcoholism and other things. But then I realized later on that that was his story and I don't have to repeat that same story. So I had created like the story in my own mind that becoming too successful is going to cause a downfall. But then now that's completely out of my mind. I believe that each one has their own story. So fear of success is one. Fear of failure. If you're somebody who's just, you've failed before, you've had some negative situation in your past and you don't want to confront that situation again, then even that fear of failing will keep coming back and will start haunting you from moving forward. And fear of the unknown, okay? The fear of the unknown is like you do not know what's going to happen tomorrow, you do not know what's going to happen day after tomorrow. And that is why having a spiritual grounding really helps, being mindful, doing meditation and stuff like that. It'll give you a much wider perspective of life, okay? So the first attribute that keeps people stuck in their life is fear. And the solution to fear, to overcoming fear, is do it anyway, okay? And have and basically keep your mindset constantly positive and not read the newspapers, do not watch the news. In fact, I don't look at newspaper, none of that stuff. For many years, I don't even get into that. So if there's even a slight whiff of any negativity that's coming into my world, I just stay away from it, okay? If it is something important, I will know it is important. But I don't want to really dive into swimming in that information of negativity. I know the information and then I move out and I try to switch my mind as soon as possible. Okay, before I used to swim into it. And that's why, most people who watch soap operas and stuff like that, with all that drama happening in their life, that whatever they see on television, that same representation happens in their own life. Okay, so be a little bit mindful of any kind of negativity because negativity causes fear. Okay, the second attribute to keeping you stuck in your life is conformity. Conformity is conforming to other people's views, or in other words, it's like you want to be a people pleaser. If you're that kind of category of person, you know what? That's going to keep you stuck. And for many years, I was like this. I wanted to be the wind beneath the wings of other people in my life. And then until a point, I realized that, you know what? Yes, that's fine, but it's time for me to build my own aeroplane, okay? And start flying on that plane. So you need to understand that, you know, family members, people who are close to you, people who really love you, yes, they love you, but there is a fine line between, you know, real, genuine love and you actually stepping into your power to doing something of your own, okay? So conformity is where you are being just a people pleaser. It's where you just want to be good in the eyes of everybody and not create any disturbance, where actually you lose the power. You end up becoming a doormat for everybody and they just walk over you. And that also keeps people stuck. So you're constantly in that world of, you know, what will they think about me? Or I need to just be, you know, Mr. Perfect or Mrs. Perfect in the eyes of other people. And that ends up creating a lot of disturbance. And, you know, you get into this mode of beta, okay? Your alpha are the ones who make decisions and who don't mind talking straight and speaking straight. Even if it means that it's going to hurt some person initially, but then later on, it is only for the right intent and for the right good, okay? So conformity is more of a quality where people are not even able to voice out what's inside them, and that keeps them stuck. It's like a pressure cooker that keeps building, and it just implodes inside, and that's how people get into depression and many other things. So there has to be a release, an emotional release at some point of time if you are in the situation. So conformity, the best way to overcome conformity is to just be straight and to talk straight, and it's okay as long as the intent is good. It's not to be brash and just put people down and be rude and stuff like that. No, that's not the intent, what I meant here. It is to tell people what it is and to be okay with it and do it in a nice way, okay? In a way which they also respect you. So initially, it may feel like, you know, it's awkward, but then once you're comfortable with it, it makes your life much more lighter, okay? You get unlocked from that. The third attribute that keeps people stuck in life is blaming others, okay? So something would have happened in your life, maybe a situation has happened in your life, and then it's always running in your mind, you know, this person has been the cause of my downfall, or this specific person is like this thorn in my life. And you start blaming them, and that entire energy of blame, what ends up happening is it actually consumes you. So you are so worried about somebody else or what they did in your life that you end up losing out on the goodness that is already there in your life. Okay. And blaming also has a correlation to entitlement. Like some people feel that like they're entitled to this or they're entitled to that. And, you know, I've seen this happening even in my life. Like in my life, I've seen situations in some family members, they feel entitled that they should get this or they should have been treated in this particular way. And that's total BS according to me, because each one is different from one another. As long as we are respectful to each other and we are not, you know, having that sense of entitlement, then blame will not be there, because blame comes when there's an expectation that was there, but the expectation was not met by the other person. And it's usually a relationship. It is a relationship issue. Okay, so the blaming can happen between spouses. The blaming can happen between family members. The blaming can happen between parents and children. But the sure shot solution to this is just giving your love. Okay, and as hard as it can be, like in some cases, it may be such a situation where you cannot give your love to such people, but you can at least bless them. Even if they are your enemies, you know, in the worldview of your lens of life, even if they're enemies, bless your enemies. Say that, you know what, I wish the best for you, but you're just not in my life. Thank you so much for coming into my life and giving me a lesson what I had to learn through that experience. And in most cases, that will be the case. You know, from their perspective, whoever that person who you're blaming, they have come into your life to teach you some lesson. So if you have that mindset, then it becomes so much more easier. Rather than looking at them as the cause of your pain, you look at them as a cause of the lesson that you were supposed to learn at that stage of your life. Again, it's very easy for me to speak this theoretically, okay? And just telling you that when you go through the situation, I totally understand, even I've been through situations like that. But it's good to be mindful that blaming is not going to help you. Blaming is not going to help them also. So it's all about moving on, blessing your enemies, if they are enemies. In fact, you should not have any enemies. Okay, and that's one of the qualities of, if you look at the Mahabharata, there's Yudhishthira, and there's a word that they use for him. He's also known as Ajatashatru, which is a person whose enemy is not even born. And that is one of the reasons why, you know, if you remember the Mahabharata story, like how he was, his own brothers did not respect him to the fact that he gave so much of respect even to, you know, Dhritarashtra, his uncle, who treated them so badly. And in spite of all of that bad ill treatment, he was still respectful. And that's a crazy quality. And when I look at this particular topic of blaming, I think he would be the ideal person from our history to model. Okay. So attribute number four is the fourth attribute that keeps you stuck is previous conditioning. Previous conditioning is in your upbringing, specific things that you're doing. Like, for example, if you live your lifestyle in a particular way, if you do things in a particular way, and if that's how your parents did it, that's how your grandparents did it, and you have that particular conditioning. Now, there are some positive conditionings, there are some negative conditionings, okay? So, the conditionings are what you're conditioned to doing on a day-to-day basis, like on autopilot. So, you need to be aware that and be conscious of what are those previous conditionings that are actually keeping you stuck. And you may or may not know it immediately until you attend personal development or you listen to a lot of audios and you're able to see that. Okay, so for example, in my case, when I think about it, I had some personal conditioning when it comes to money. Okay, so even though my grandfather was very, very successful, my dad always used to look at rich people in a slightly different way. Like, oh, he's a big shot and, you know, and whatever, behind every success there could be some negative qualities or whatever, some kind of thing like that, that was there in that programming, in the conditioning that I had when I was being brought up in life. Okay. And I had that mindset. And thanks to attending personal development programs and you know, meeting mentors and also looking at rich and successful people, that conditioning was taken away. Okay, so previous conditioning mostly has to do with your worldview. Like, what do you think about money? What do you think about people? What do you think about how should life be? What do you think about spirituality? All of that stuff. Okay, so all of this is number four. Okay, number five, the fifth dangerous attribute is family and friends. Okay, now this is a big one, and for some of you, you may even not want to confront this. But yeah, some of the people who are the most closest to you are the ones who do not want you to change. Okay? People who are the closest to you are the ones who do not want you to change, because they are afraid that if you change, then disturbs the status quo relationship that you have. And but the fact of life is, if we are not evolving on a day-to-day basis, if you're not growing on a day-to-day basis, we are dying. Okay? So, evolution is good as long as you're doing it with honor and respect and nobility. That's how I look at. So, I've completely transformed as a person as what I used to be even 12 to 18 months ago. And on face value, some people may look at it as a positive thing. Some close people may also look at it as a negative thing. Like, oh, this guy's changed. And rather than looking at it as a negative thing, I look at it as a positive. Because the intention is good. The intent is pure. And I'm not here to really, you know, pull people down or scheme against people or, you know, hurt anybody, okay? So, family and friends, close friends of yours, also who give their ideas, their suggestions, they know you for many years and they want you to be in a particular mold of life and they don't want you to change. So, when you're trying to do something new, whenever you're trying to step into some new journey, or you want to work on yourself, or you share something with them, and the normal situation, like, hey, what are you doing, man? You know, when you get that kind of a response, then immediately you start to question your own belief. Like, okay, maybe I don't need to do this. I need to listen to my friends. I need to listen to my family. And that also keeps people stuck, because that approval which you are seeking from either family or friends, it may or may not help you grow. Okay, in most cases, I call it as poison love. Okay, let's look at a father and a child example here. The father always wants to protect the child, and the father is not giving the child the space for it to grow on its own. So the father is always with the child, always with, let's say, the daughter, and the father is always protective, 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 protective. And then when the child grows up and gets into the real world, and when this child actually faces the real world, what ends up happening is the child gets affected even more because it was so shielded and protected at a younger age. So the same happens even with your family and friends, that from their view, it is coming from a point of love, okay? Because they know you, they know you for many years. But it ends up becoming poison love because they're not giving you your space to grow on your own or evolve. So if you're able to relate with what I'm saying over here, just let this sink into your mind, okay? And it's okay to step out of your family and friends' approval zone. I'm just telling you that, okay? I used to seek approval even from my own parents for many things. But today, I love, I respect them, I take care of them, but I don't seek approval for every small thing, okay? What I mean by this is, when it comes to making business decisions, when it comes to defining the quality of lifestyle that I want to live, I really don't have to seek approval on every small thing. As long as I know that I'm not hurting them, I'm keeping them in the best possible way. And in many cases, initially when they thought that I was not in the right direction, they gave some advice, but then later on when things started to move in a positive direction, then they said, oh, I knew that you would be successful. So those close people who keep pulling you down, they actually end up applauding you when you become successful, so don't worry about it. Okay, cool. Attribute number 6. By the way, we have another 6 more to go, okay? We have completed 5. Now, attribute number 6 that keeps people stuck is rigid thinking. Rigid thinking is more like it's my way or the highway, okay? And one of my mentors has told this. It's a beautiful, it's a very simple but beautiful saying, which he says that be fixed on your vision, but be flexible on how you get there. Okay, be fixed on your goal, but be flexible on how you get there. But if the inverse happens, that's where the problem happens. Okay, that's why people are stuck. Their goal is very flexible. They keep moving their goals, but they are very rigid on their methods. It has to be done this way. I don't know that they're not flexible on the methods. So that is where the problem lies also. It's like a bamboo tree is so flexible that even in the biggest of the biggest storms, it is able to withstand that because of the deep roots that it has, and it's very flexible. Whereas many of the other trees, which are the very rigid trees, those are the ones that break and that just taken away by the storm. So rigid thinking is what keeps people stuck. And in practical life example, rigid thinking could be like, what is your view of how life should be? Okay, what is the way on how you need to, you know, do your day-to-day activities in your life? Now, some of these things can be flexible. You don't have to, you know, follow exactly like the way people used to do 100 years back, 200 years back, because the world is changing, okay? And rigid thinking also, when I'm talking about values, you can be rigid on your values. For example, some of the values that I stand by are, you know, this is more for my personal stuff, okay? You don't have, you may or may not take this, but for me, it is no intoxication. So I don't drink, I don't do drugs, okay? No gambling, I don't gamble. No meat eating, okay? I just have a feeling that I don't want to hurt animals and there's a karmic loop over there, okay? So no meat eating and no illicit sex or no extramarital affairs, because I feel it also affects the mind, it affects the cleanliness. And the world today, if you see it, everything is shifting so much. People are okay with it. And just my view, this is just my value system. So I'm rigid on these core principles and value systems, but I'm flexible on the way that I live my life. Okay. I hope all of you are getting the principle here. So please do not confuse rigid thinking with going against living a lifestyle of high values. Okay. Rigid thinking is more with your own thing that is keeping you stuck in your life. In fact, I've noticed that by me following some of these principles in a strict way, it is actually helping me live a more free life because of the discipline that is there. Okay, it's a little bit of a counterintuitive thinking. Okay, when you are fixed on your vision, your values, and your goals, and then you'll be able to live a more flexible life. Okay, let's come to the attribute number 7. Attribute number 7 is which keeps people stuck in life is not having clear goals. Okay, not having clear goals. And what I mean by this is just taking life on a day-to-day basis and living a completely ad hoc life. Ad hoc in the sense, yeah, let's see what happens tomorrow. Okay, whatever happens, happens. You know, that really does not work. And since I've been listening to the, you know, the song, the audio, The Strangest Secret in the World by Earl Nightingale for a long time, he says that the most unsuccessful people in the world are the ones who don't have goals. And those who do have goals are the ones who are able to move up to the highest of the highest strata of society and who can really contribute to the world. And in my case, I write my goals on a daily basis. I have a 2-page format, 10 goals on each page, and I write very specific goals, like what kind of a life I want to live, what kind of a house I want to live in, what kind of a car I want to drive. So all the material goals would be on one side, then I also have my personal and spiritual goals on the other side. So when you have a balance of your goals, of specifically what you want to live, I mean how you want to live your life and in which direction you want to go, then that helps you, it opens up so many other avenues that can fulfill those goals. So that also keeps people stuck in life. And when you're not clear about what you want, then you can might as well go anywhere, okay? So, and that is not a good place to go. So always think in terms of Google Maps. When you set out on a journey, you always set the destination first. And then you get on the road. And even if there are roadblocks in between, Google Maps is always going to reroute and find other ways to get there. Okay, so always have a clear goal. Number eight, the eighth attribute that keeps people stuck in life is resentment, okay? Resentment is very close to the word blame, but just to see the definition on Google for resentment is, it's bitter indignation at having been treated unfairly. So blame is one side of it, but resentment is a slightly different angle that I would look at, where you look at the world as, the world is bad, okay, something like that. Okay, or you feel that this is an unjust and an unfair world. So when you make conclusions, when you live in a world where you have concluded and you have made some statements like this, then no matter what you do, you're going to be stuck in life. Even if you aspire on a conscious level, okay, I want to grow, I want to do this, but at a subconscious level, you have already said, look, this world is a bad place, this world is completely, it's completely screwed up, people are not good, everything. Once you start to bring in that negative subconscious framework into your system, then whatever you do, it will start to bring in those situations in your life, okay? And yes, from a spiritual standpoint, since I've been reading the scriptures and stuff like that, and the scriptures always talk about there's a better destination to go. There is a spiritual skyline, there's a spiritual world, which is eternal, and there's a better destination. But having said that, as long as we are on this plane, we need to make the best use of it and put ourselves to the best form of service. Like for us, if we are put on this planet for a particular reason, we are alive right now and we're breathing our air, it only means that there is some purpose for us to fulfill. Okay, some people, the purpose may not be there. They may just live life from one day to the other without having any clear objectives. But if you are living a purposeful life, you can make this entire journey such an amazing one. So again, having that positive subconscious framework without having resentment is a very sure shot way to move forward in life. Okay, number nine is the number nine dangerous attribute is. Just having a bad attitude, okay? Bad attitude. When I use the word bad attitude, it is all of these elements that I mentioned and even more, okay? So what is a bad attitude? It is just like putting people down, just despising people, think no ends to yourself. And generally, the fastest way to know if somebody has a good attitude or a bad attitude is when you spend a few minutes with them and when you walk away, do you walk away with energy sucked out of you or with energy infused into you? It's as simple as that, okay? That is my definition of a negative attitude. A negative attitude person, even though they may say some things which are nice, but when you leave that zone, when you leave their energy field, you are actually in a worse state of mind, okay? That is a negative attitude person. And sometimes, people who have a great attitude, they may also talk straight, they may also be strong and firm at times, but what ends up happening is when you leave their energy field, you actually feel more good about yourself, you feel more determined to do something. Now that is the difference between a person with a bad attitude and a negative attitude. So if you have any of these bad attitude attributes, you will know it yourself. Like when people come to you and when they leave you, you know, you'll know whether they are really going out in a positive or a negative framework. And if you are able to consciously be mindful that when that with every interaction that you have, that you are adding some value to some a person's life when they leave that conversation that you have with them, then you're moving in the right direction, okay? Number 10, 10th dangerous attribute is ego, okay? Ego is, I think all of you, I don't need to explain this, but the dictionary, explanation of this is a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance, okay? There is good ego and then there is bad ego, okay? Or the false ego. So the false ego is thinking no ends to yourself, thinking that you are the doer, you are the cause of everything, you are the ultimate goal of everyone's life. You know, when you have that kind of a thing, that puffed upness, that is what we call as the false ego. But the true ego is you understanding your position in this universe as you're just a servant. You're just there to serve others. And the more you serve, the more you can lead. And the more you lead, you'll be able to impact so many other lives, okay? And of course, there's a super ego, which is the, you know, super ego is the, what do you say, the ultimate, the creator and stuff like that, okay? Which is the unconscious stuff. So coming down to ego, this is something which keeps you stuck if you are somebody who is having no ends about yourself, okay? So I don't think you are that person if you're listening to this podcast till this point. Finally, number 11, the dangerous attribute number 11 that keeps people stuck in life is not learning, okay? And I think many of you heard of this. If you're not learning, if you're not growing, you're automatically dying. Because all of us are in a constant state of entropy. And if you know the definition of entropy from your school days, okay, entropy, just to give you the definition, it's a lack of order or predictability or a gradual decline into disorder. So everything in the world, it gradually declines into disorder. That's a natural law of the universe. So for example, if you buy something new today, it's going to deteriorate over time. You buy a new pair of shoes, it's going to deteriorate. If you just buy some food, just see what's going to happen. In the next one day itself, the food is going to decompose, okay? And even us as human beings, we are constantly moving towards that of deterioration. And that is how aging happens, right? So by nature, entropy works. It's a law of the universe. And as long as you're constantly learning and you're constantly keeping yourself ahead of the curve, then that's not going to keep you stuck. In fact, not doing anything is like a downward escalator. Like if you're standing on an escalator and if you don't do anything, it's automatically going down. So we are in this constant state of moving forward, a constant state of making things happen and going against the law of entropy. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to be signing off. I hope you found this podcast useful. I want to just let all of you know that I'm going to be doing a webinar soon on how you can take your knowledge and convert that into a super profitable teaching business where you can inspire people with your knowledge. So if you want to be a part of that, you can click on the link in the description and jump into my next webinar. And if you've been listening to this podcast on my blog, please share your comments below on what was your biggest takeaway, okay, below this podcast. And I would love to read your comments and respond back. Cheers, God bless, and have a super day.